Today is Tuesday, April 5th. Welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you. Today we begin with Exodus chapter 15, starting in verse 12, and we'll read through verse 21. This is picking up in the middle of the song of Moses and Miriam, where they are celebrating the great act of God's deliverance.
You stretched out your right hand, and the earth swallowed them. In your unfailing love, you led the people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. The nations will hear and tremble. Anguish will grip the people of Philistia. The chiefs of Edom will be terrified. The leaders of Moab will be seized with trembling. The people of Canaan will melt away. Terror and dread will fall upon them. By the power of your arm, they will be as still as a stone until your people pass by, O Lord. Until the people you brought pass by, you will bring them in and plant them on the mountain of your inheritance, the place, O Lord, you made for your dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, your hands established. The Lord will reign forever and ever.
When Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and horsemen went into the sea, the Lord brought the waters of the sea back over them. But the Israelites walked through the sea on dry ground. Then Miriam the prophet, Aaron's sister, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women followed her, with timbrels and dancing. Miriam sang to them, "Sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. Both horse and driver he has hurled into the sea." And now let's turn over to the Psalms. Today we're reading Psalm 104. And just as we start reading, I want you to notice what the Lord clothes himself with. Praise the Lord, my soul. Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty. The Lord wraps himself in light as with a garment. He stretches out the heavens like a tent and lays the beams of his upper chambers on their waters. He makes the clouds his chariot and rides on the wings of the wind. He makes winds his messengers, flames of fire his servants. He set the earth on its foundations. It can never be moved. You covered it with the watery depths as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. But at your rebuke, the waters fled. At the sound of your thunder, they took to flight. They flowed over the mountains. They went down into the valleys, to the place you assigned for them. You set a boundary they cannot cross. Never again will they cover the earth. He makes springs pour water into the ravines. It flows between the mountains. They give water to all the beasts of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. The birds of the sky nest by the waters. They sing among the branches. He waters the mountains from his upper chambers. The land is satisfied by the fruit of his work. He makes grass grow for the cattle and plants for people to cultivate, bringing forth food from the earth. Wine that gladdens human hearts, oil to make their faces shine, and bread that sustains their hearts. The trees of the Lord are well watered, the cedars of Lebanon that he planted. There the birds make their nest. The stork has its home in the junipers. The high mountains belong to the wild goats. The crags are a refuge for the hyrax. He made the moon to mark the seasons, and the sun knows where to go down. You bring darkness, it becomes night, and all the beasts of the forest prowl. The lions roar for their prey and seek their food from God. The sun rises and they steal away. They return and lie down in their dens. Then people go out to their work, to their labor until evening. How many are your works, Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea, vast and spacious, teeming with creatures beyond number, living things both large and small. There the ships go to and fro, and Leviathan, which you formed to frolic there. All creatures look to you to give them their food at the proper time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things. When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to the dust. When you send your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He who looks at the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. May my meditation be pleasing to him as I rejoice in the Lord. But may sinners vanish from the earth, and the wicked be no more. Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord. And now let's turn over to the book of Romans. Today we're in Romans chapter 4, verses 1 through 12. And remember that in this section of Romans, Paul is talking about faith instead of works. And the question comes, who can be a part of the covenant family? And in this section, he's going to go back to Abraham's story and show how Abraham was justified before any of the laws were laid out. This was all through faith. It was faith based on what God would do. And so this is Paul saying to us that our covenant with God is also based on faith. It is faith for the Gentiles, and it is also faith for the believing Jews. Romans chapter 4, starting in verse 1. What then shall we say that Abraham, our forefather according to the flesh, discovered in this matter? If in fact Abraham was justified by works, he had something to boast about, but not before God. What does Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Now to the one who works, wages are not credited as a gift, but as an obligation. However, to the one who does not work, but trusts God who justifies the ungodly, their faith is credited as righteousness. David says the same thing when he speaks of the blessedness of the one to whom God credits righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord will never count against them. Is this blessedness only for the circumcised, or also for the uncircumcised? We have been saying that Abraham's faith was credited to him as righteousness. Under what circumstances was it credited? Was it after he was circumcised, or before? It was not after, but before. And he received circumcision as a sign, a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. So then, he is the father of all who believe but have not been circumcised, in order that righteousness may be credited to them. And he is then also the father of the circumcised, who not only are circumcised, but who also follow in the footsteps of the faith that our father Abraham had before he was circumcised. Hey, thanks for listening along as we read God's Word. I went today and got a steroid shot, so hopefully tomorrow my voice will be a little bit better. I'm just so grateful to share this time with you. We are praying today for those in our fellowship whose names start with Q, and I looked up at least last names. We have several families whose names start with Q. I don't know if you have any Q names in your family. I can't think of one off the top of my head. But throughout the day, hopefully, God will bring someone to mind. It has been very interesting over the last few weeks as I have contemplated others in my life and church whose names start with specific letters that I'll pray for someone and then maybe I'll run into them or I'll see them or I'll get a note from them, an email or something. And it's just really cool how sometimes the Lord shows me little God winks, like, I'm listening and I am intimately involved in the details of life. So will you pray with me? Creator God, maker of all things, help us to have a reverence and awe for you. We pray for those in our fellowship whose names start with Q. Would you draw them to yourself? Would you remind them of your faithful love? Help us to be conduits of your grace today. Many of us feel overwhelmed. Help us, Lord, to take one step at a time, walking in the truth of your word and your light. Many of us feel discouraged. Help us, Lord, to turn to you. Fill us with your spiritual wisdom and with the fruit of righteousness, of love and joy and peace, patience and kindness, goodness, faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. And Lord, help us to not trust in our own works, but to trust in the greatest work of redemption on our behalf, in Jesus our Lord. And help us to have true faith in him. It's in his name we pray. Amen.